proud of their effort. That's how Thomas Kucharski, president and CEO of Invest Buffalo Niagara, describes his feelings about the unsuccessful joint bid by Buffalo and Rochester to land Amazon's so-called HQ2.
We were disappointed. A lot of time and effort went into it. But the good news is, if there's a silver lining, a lot of what we put together in a very short amount of time will be very usable going forward. It already is. We're already using parts of it for prospects that, surprisingly, and this day of announcement, are in both of our offices today. So a lot of good stuff came out of it.
Kucharski says Buffalo and Rochester have worked together for several years and have landed businesses in places like Medina and Batavia. And since the Amazon pitch, they have taken on three more projects. Amazon has a distribution warehouse in Lancaster, employing an estimated 500 people. Meanwhile, Toronto, Canada, is among the 20 markets still under consideration. Erie County Executive Mark Poloncarz was asked if Western New York might still see some positive economic impact if Toronto were to win the Amazon sweepstakes.
If Amazon eventually chose the Toronto metro market to be their Amazon HQ2, they would certainly have to have another base of operations in the United States, and this would be the logical location for any spinoff that would be U.S.-related due to Amazon HQ2 being in Toronto.
Poloncarz says his administration is committed to attracting not just the big corporate names, but also smaller businesses, which also create jobs. Kucharski, meanwhile, believes it may be in Buffalo's best interest to cheer for New York City's bid at this point.
If this would go to New York City, the fact that the governor and Empire State Development would be involved in an intimate level, and or they already are, discussions with Amazon, that would bode well for other operations to be not only in Buffalo, Rochester, but throughout the rest of the state.
In a written statement, Buffalo Mayor Byron Brown said while Amazon would have been a transformational opportunity, the city has $7 billion of investment in progress, and thus the momentum of economic development will not slow down. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.